All right, ready to dive into some classic cinema?
Let's do it.
Today we're taking a deep dive into the world of movies, as seen through the eyes of Flora, a true film enthusiast.
Yeah, she's got great taste.
I mean, we have this incredible interview with her where she talks about her love for all things classic cinema, and, well, we're going to get into all that.
Should be fun.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, how she became such a big fan, her connection to Gregory Peck.
Oh, yeah.
And even a memorable movie experience, wait for it, involving an escalator ride.
That's a cliffhanger.
I know.
Yeah.
So, are you ready?
Oh, absolutely. Always fascinating to, you know, see how someone develops such a strong passion for film.
Right. And speaking of beginnings, Flora's first cinematic memory is a classic, The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, of course.
Which, I mean, she says that's what sparked her lifelong love of film.
Makes sense, right? I mean, it's such a visually stunning and imaginative film.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Flora wasn't a big movie watcher as a child.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah. More into mysteries. Spent most of her time reading.
So not like glued to the screen from day one.
Nope. Way more unique path, a slow burn, you know.
Huh. That makes it even more interesting.
Right. Like those key moments that just ignite the passion.
Totally agree. Now, any early favorites that she mentions?
Oh, there's this charming anecdote about her mom renting The Music Man.
Oh.
The first movie they watched together. And get this, they still watch movies together.
How lovely. You know, movies can become like these, like woven into these traditions, family traditions.
Exactly. It creates those shared experiences that just stay with you.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's move on to Gregory Peck.
Okay.
Flora's love for him began in a pretty classic way. She read To Kill a Mockingbird in school.
Atticus Finch, right? Yeah. Such an iconic role.
Yeah. Cemented Peck as this moral compass on screen.
Resonated deeply with audiences for sure. But did she go see the movie adaptation?
Oh, yeah. But she was skeptical that the film could live up to the book.
Oh, I get that. You know, you go in with that apprehension. You love the book so much.
But she was impressed.
Wow. That's great.
And that experience ignited a passion for Peck's work that led her to watch almost his entire filmography.
Wow. Now that's dedication. It makes you wonder, what did she pick up on in those performances, you know?
Yeah, what were those little things that made him so compelling?
Mm.
But okay, here's a plot twist. While watching Yellow Sky, another Peck film, Flora was, get this, distracted by a different actor.
Oh.
Okay, distracted by who?
Richard Widmark.
Wow, okay. What was it about Widmark that drew her attention?
Well, she was so intrigued, she had to find out who he was, and that's how her love for film noir began.
Wow, talk about a cinematic detour.
Right. So captivated by this supporting character that she launched into a whole new genre exploration.
It's like those recommended for you algorithms, but in real life.
Uh-huh, exactly. Led her to watch most of Widmark's films, including The Murder on the Orient Express.
Okay. That one pops up on her top 10 list, right?
It does. Which we'll get to that later.
Sounds like she has a knack for finding these actors who just, you know, embody a certain type of character or style. Yeah. Right. First Peck, then Widmark. Who else?
I know, right?
Okay, but before we get to her top 10, we got to talk about Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, yes, of course.
She's Flora's favorite actress.
Oh, I can see why. She just had this charm, that screen presence.
Totally.
So what does Flora say about Hepburn?
Okay, so get ready. Flora is all about those classic films.
Okay.
And her top 10 definitely reflects that. We got The Guns of Navarone, Roman Holiday, Charade, Rear Window, The Maltese Falcon.
I love that one.
Out of the Past, Night in the City, Double Indemnity, and then there were none.
Wow. Such a great mix of, you know, like war epics, romantic comedies, then like the hard-boiled noir.
Right. And Murder on the Orient Express.
Oh, right. The Widmark connection.
Yes. Mm. It's not just about big stars or like iconic titles. I mean, Night in the City and then there were none. Those aren't exactly your typical blockbusters.
No, they're more like deep cuts. Those films that require a bit more digging.
Yeah. It suggests she's not just following the crowd.
No, no. She's actively searching, finding films that resonate with her on like a personal level.
And that's what makes this deep dive so interesting. We're getting a glimpse into her personal cinematic world.
It's like a personalized film festival.
Curated by Flora herself. Okay, so let's talk about Flora's rewatching rituals.
Oh, good one. This is where we see what really sticks with her.
You won't be surprised to hear she has a penchant for film noir.
Of course. With Widmark as her gateway.
But she makes it clear not all crime films are film noir.
Yeah. There's a definite distinction.
It's those atmospheric, morally ambiguous stories.
It's not just about the plot. It's the shadows, the cynicism, that sense of unease.
Exactly. Her most rewatched films are The Maltese Falcon. No surprise there.
I figured.
And Singing in the Rain. Now, that's an interesting pairing.
Wow. How do those two coexist as favorites? It's quite the range.
I know. On one hand, shadowy underworld of Sam Spade, then Gene Kelly dancing in the rain.
It's like darkness and light.
Maybe it's not just about genre, but the quality of the filmmaking.
Yeah, the craft, the performances, those films that transcend genre.
Right. Become timeless classics.
Absolutely. Any other interesting tidbits from Flora?
Oh, she has some holiday traditions tied to movies, too.
Oh, I love that. Tell me.
A Christmas Carol starring Alastair Sim.
Great version.
Every Christmas Eve and Easter Parade on Easter.
Love it. Makes the characters part of the family, right?
Joining you for the holidays year after year. Okay, but we got to talk about Flora's guilty pleasure film.
Oh, everyone's got one. What's hers?
Plan 9 from Outer Space.
No way. Ed Wood, huh?
She calls it laughably bad.
I can see the appeal, you know? Sometimes those so bad, they're good films. They're just fun.
So that can't be fun, right?
Yeah.
Shows that even someone with sophisticated taste, right, you know, they can appreciate a good dose of that.
Totally. Okay, what else? Anything else from Flora?
Okay, so last story, but it's a good one. Flora had this memorable experience watching Rear Window.
Okay.
On the big screen with her mother.
Ah. Oh.
They drove all the way to Vancouver, about 90 minutes from where she lives.
Wow. Dedicated
to see it at a theater on the top floor of a mall.
Rear Window on the big screen. That must have been amazing. You're like right there with James Stewart peering into those windows.
I know. But the top floor, only reachable by escalator.
Oh.
Which was a bit scary for Flora because she has a fear of heights.
Oh, no. Talk about commitment.
She wasn't going to let a little thing like a moving staircase stop her. Ha ha.
That's fantastic. She wasn't missing Hitchcock on the big screen.
And she said the experience was fantastic, adding, she'd love to see more classic films in theaters.
There's just something special about that. Being in a theater with other people, sharing that.
Right.
It's a collective thing.
It is. And on that note, I think it's the perfect place to pause for now.
Yeah, we covered a lot. From her early influences to top 10 favorites and even a daring escalator ride. What's next when we come back?
Well, next time we're delving deeper into Flora's engagement with online film communities.
Oh, interesting.
And uncovering some of her latest discoveries. Stay tuned.
Can't wait. So before the break, we were talking about Flora's adventure, just to see Rear Window in the theater.
Yeah, talk about going the extra mile for a movie.
Really?
But her passion goes beyond just watching. She's been active in online film communities for years.
That makes sense. It's such a social experience. Even when you're watching alone, you want to share your thoughts, connect with others who, you know, get it.
Yeah, it's like a virtual film club right at your fingertips.
Totally.
You can debate. You know, different directors dissect a scene.
Right, or just geek out over your favorite actors.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Did she mention which communities she's in? I was curious about where, you know, cinephiles are gathering these days.
She didn't name specific platforms, but she did say she's been using Letterboxd lately.
Oh, Letterboxd, yeah.
Yeah.
That's become quite the hub for film buffs.
You can create watch lists, rate movies, write reviews.
I see some pretty in-depth reviews on there.
Yeah, it really shows how passionate she is about exploring cinema, you know?
It's not just watching, it's active engagement.
It's like she's creating her own personal cinematic archive.
I like that. Speaking of personal favorites, remember how Flora requested a page dedicated to George Brent?
Oh, yeah. As a reward for doing the interview.
That was a unique request.
It was. For those who don't know, George Brent was a leading man during Hollywood's golden age, you know, often starring with, like, Bette Davis.
Oh, yeah. His career spanned decades, from Silence to Talkies.
He had that classic Hollywood charm.
Makes you wonder what it is about Brent that she connects with, you know?
Yeah, I think it speaks to her love for classic films and her desire to learn more.
Right. Maybe she sees something others overlook, or maybe it's his place in film history.
It's a reminder that there's always something new to discover.
Even for seasoned cinephiles, right? There are those hidden gems and forgotten stars just waiting.
And that's what makes this deep dive so exciting. We're not just talking about, you know, blockbusters.
No, no.
We're exploring personal connections, unique perspectives that make someone's love for film, you know, so special.
Exactly. And those unexpected discoveries, sometimes those are the most rewarding.
Totally. So to our listener, have you ever, you know, come across an actor or a film that just completely captured your attention?
Right. Where you just had to see everything they've ever done.
Yes.
Yeah.
I bet Flora's story has you thinking about your own cinematic journey, you know?
It makes you wonder what's out there waiting to be discovered? What's in your watch list?
Yeah, maybe it's time to dust off some classics or explore a director you've been meaning to check out.
There's always something new, right?
Yeah, and sometimes the most unexpected films become our new
It's
favorites.
all about being open, you know, taking a chance.
And now we're coming to the end of our deep dive into Flora's world of film.
It's been a real pleasure, you know, exploring her cinematic journey.
It has. A great reminder that loving film is more than just knowing the latest releases. It's that deep connection to the art form.
Those personal discoveries that make it, you know, so enriching.
I couldn't agree more. And it's been so much fun sharing Flora's story with you, our listener.
From The Wizard of Oz to Gregory Peck and film noir, even Plan 9 from Outer Space.
It's clear Flora's passion is infectious.
It is.
And hopefully this episode has inspired you to, you know, seek out some of the films we discussed or revisit old favorites, discover something new.
Because ultimately, it's about that joy of discovery, the shared experience, the power of film to, you know, take us to other worlds, connect us with something bigger.
Beautifully said. And that brings us to the end of our deep dive into Flora's cinematic world. We hope you enjoyed the journey.
Happy watching.
As we wrap up our deep dive into Flora's world, it's amazing how her journey has unfolded, you know, from childhood memories with Oz to those shadowy film noir streets.
Yeah, it's been quite a ride through cinema history. And what strikes me is that Flora's not just a casual viewer. She really gets it, you know? Like when she was talking
Yeah.
about film noir and how it's different from just any crime film, that's a deep understanding of the genre.
It is. It's like she's not just watching, but having a conversation with the film, thinking about the director, the actors, the context.
Exactly. And that active engagement, that's what fuels her passion to discover those underappreciated films and actors like George Brent.
Right. It's not about trends. It's genuine curiosity. And speaking of George Brent, his career really reflects the evolution of Hollywood, doesn't it?
It does, from silence to talkies, all those different genres. I wonder if she sees him as this bridge between eras of filmmaking.
That's an interesting thought. Yeah, like she's tracing cinematic storytelling through his films. And remember how she creates traditions around certain movies, like watching A Christmas Carol with Alastair Sim every Christmas Eve.
Yeah, it's more than just entertainment, right? It's about those touchstones, those shared experiences that connect us to loved ones and our own pasts.
And that escalator ride to see Rear Window with her mom. Talk about a memory.
That was a great story. Shows how movies can become part of our personal narrative.
Absolutely. It wasn't just about the film, it was about the experience, the memory.
And those memories, they have such power. It reminds us that film connects people, sparks conversations, creates lasting bonds.
Couldn't agree more. So, to our listener, we encourage you, take inspiration from Flora's story. Don't just passively watch, engage. Think about what resonates with you, what challenges you.
Right. What makes you want to dive deeper?
Explore different genres. Seek out those hidden gems.
And don't be afraid to revisit those old favorites with fresh eyes. You never know. You might find something new.
Exactly. And most importantly, share that passion with others. Talk about films, debate them, build your own traditions.
Because sharing that's what keeps the magic of film alive.
Beautifully said. And that brings us to the end of our deep dive into Flora's cinematic world. We hope you enjoyed the journey and that it inspires you to create your own.
Happy watching.